We're talking to Simon Newton, who is a world-famous bodyguard. The line just disconnected, but we've got him back. And Simon, I was just saying, you have worked with some of the most famous people in the world. And let's start and go back to Michael Jackson. I mean, what was that experience like? Because I've watched the documentaries where he was hounded, could not step foot anywhere. What was it like hanging out with Michael Jackson?
Yeah, it was exactly that. Back in 2006 was when I was with him in London. And how you described it actually was pretty much how the job went from start to finish. It's difficult to go anywhere. It's difficult to do anything. It's kind of a bit of a nightmare for everyone involved, really. But, you know, if it's managed correctly and the preparation was put in before we moved him around, it didn't go too bad. But, yeah, he had a massive, massive following constantly every time we left the hotel.
Now, Fee and I love crime shows, and you see their bodyguards and they've got the little earpiece in and they're all talking to each other. What sort of prep does go in to the destinations you have to be, the security, the background on who's after them and all that sort of gear? How much preparation goes into that?
It just depends on the person, who they are, where in the world you may be operating, you know, what problems they've had. Obviously, with celebrities, quite often it's just maybe overzealous fans or crowd build up and interest. Obviously, if it's threat to life, it could be different. If you're working in certain countries in the Middle East and taking people maybe for a show or a visit, that can be different to countries in the West at times. So it just depends on what you're doing and where you're going. So some countries and jobs you'll go on, there's tons and tons and tons of planning, whereas on others, maybe not so much.
I saw a couple of weeks ago American superstar comedian Dave Chappelle was in Australia. There's a photo of him at the beach in Sydney, and he's relaxing on the beach. His mates are relaxing, but the security guard, his security's behind him, fully dressed. Is there ever a chance in those situations where they go, Simon, you know what? We think you're all right here. You can have a dip.
Yeah, I mean, really, especially because things like that, I used to try and blend in a little bit more because you don't want to draw attention to the person you're looking after, because if you're getting away without being seen and enjoying your afternoon, you don't really want the security ruining that for you. But it also depends, that being said, it also depends, the security guy that day may have been asked to stand there and sort of show a presence of being security so he wasn't interrupted as well. So it really depends on what the person wants.
Simon, what's been the most intense person to protect, or have you had a near incident, like scary moment protecting someone?
Well, I used to work in the Middle East. I worked in Iraq and Afghanistan for quite a number of years. So you can imagine in those countries, quite often you come across situations that can be quite hair-raising at times. But in the celebrity world, not really. I think Michael Jackson was the hardest one to look after. Purely because of his fan base. I mean, you know, he's super, super famous, and I don't think there's anyone that's really been able to match him yet in terms of the level of the fame he reached.
Now, Simon, I'm not going to be afraid to say this. You're a good-looking rooster. you turned some heads. Now, have any of these actors or actresses or superstars ever just said to you, oh, I've got an abduction, someone's got a hit on me, and they take you to a little cabin out in the woods? Just
like the bodyguard.
Just
movie.
The bodyguard, you know. Like, have you fallen in love? Have they fallen in love? Because you are a good-looking man.
I'd probably be erring on the side of kidnap if I tried doing that with one of them. But realistically, I mean, look, you do move people around to places which are more quieter at times.
That's a yes.
The situation dictates that it's, you know, it's safe for you to do that.
You've just gone up in my ass. You are right at the top. Well done.
Well, one of the funniest things, Simon, is I don't know which fashion festival it was, but you were there, wherever you were with Bella Hadid, and you were, according to Vogue magazine, the highlight of the fashion festival.
Yeah, that was London Fashion Week some years ago now, and ever since that day, actually, I kind of didn't get really left alone with the Paps and certain publications in the UK. But, yeah, that was 2016, I think, now that was.
Now, I wouldn't put you in a situation where you had to name names, but I imagine there would be difficult clients. What's the most difficult client for you as a bodyguard to protect? Is it the one that doesn't want you, like actually just wants the freedom or tries to get away from you, or the biggest diva, maybe the most demanding?
Yeah, I mean, you get some people, but a little bit demanding. But I was freelance, so I didn't have to work for anyone. So I was lucky with all the people I looked after because I kind of chose to look after them. Although they approached me for my services, I could ultimately say yes or no. So if it was someone I thought maybe wasn't going to fit, you know, the way I work or what I wanted to see, then I'd kind of decline the offer. It wasn't really many of them. It was one or two people who I won't mention. Who
Do it. Mention. Hey, mate, have you ever feared for your life? And if the answer is yes, who was that with?
In the celebrity world? Because I imagine the Middle East you might have, but...
Yeah, of course, in the Middle East. I mean, I work for the British government in the Middle East, so there's quite a number of times there. But in the celebrity world, not really. I mean, look, if you've been working in sort of war-torn countries, to come back and work in maybe, you know, somewhere in Europe or London, you know, in London or maybe over in New York, yes, things can happen. It can get, you know, potentially what people may call dangerous at times. But if you put that against what I was up to in the Middle East, then to be honest with you, most things what happened to me outside of the Middle East were quite trivial, really.
And I love this now too, Simon, because you're an actor, which is great because we can see you'll need your own bodyguard.
Is he in Bodyguard too?
No, but you've been in Green Zone, Sherlock Holmes.
Green Zone's a great movie.
What's it like when you're on set and there's bodyguards? Are you like, I've got this, mate, I'm fine?
Yeah, I started film work in 2010. That was my first movie I ever got involved with, was Green Zone. But because I was still a working bodyguard at the time, I didn't really pursue it. It's only been the last 4 years since I kind of left the industry. Although I still own a private security company, I left as a working bodyguard, went to acting school, screen acting school, and got a diploma in screen acting. And I've been kind of acting full-time since. So movies for me are great. I get quite often on typecast, as you can probably imagine. So I quite get often to do stuff that I've done in real life. But in the movies. So, you know, certainly when you're shooting at people and they don't shoot back, that's quite a pleasure.
I know who'll be leaving the film industry now, and that's Jason Statham.
Yes!
Sorry, champ, you're pretending. We've got a hotter one who can actually fight.
Hey, Simon, if you're ever in Australia, my co-host here, she needs some protection, so just feel free to hit us up and... You can be a detail for a couple of weeks. Yeah, well, she'd love that.
He's obviously not doing it himself anymore. But
I'm just saying, like, if Simon's single and
you're
single.
It'd be great to have you out in the country anytime, Simon.
There's a real connection going on here. Every time Nick and I speak, he's like, oh, yeah. When you speak, mate, those pearly whites, he keeps smiling at you.
Simon, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much. Sorry that happened at the end.
Feel free to hit her up in a DM.
Wonderful. Simon, you can see actually at simon.newton for his Instagram. There you go.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you, Simon.
What a legend.
Thanks a lot.
See you, mate. Bye. Fifi, Bev and Nick on the Fox.